Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today on the Trade Talks with Europe. Greg Dowd weighs in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feeder cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Oklahomans deserve more choice when it comes to eye care. State Question 793 will let optometrists work in more convenient locations while providing high-quality care. It will let patients get their eyes examined and shop where they choose. Vote yes for more affordable glasses and contacts. Vote yes for more choice. Vote yes on 793. Authorized and paid for by Yes and 793 Incorporated, 4 Northeast 10th Street, number 434, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73104, 405-510-7946.
You might call it the original poster child as far as unfair trade practices go against the U.S. beef cattle industry. We're talking about the European Union's ban on beef from cattle that have received growth-promoting hormones. Safe, naturally occurring growth-promoting hormones. This started all the way back in the late 70s and the 80s, back in the days of the GATT, progressed into the WTO, and every step along the way, as the U.S. challenged the European Union, the EU lost. Millions of dollars of damages were granted to the U.S. over the years until an agreement was made between the United States and the EU to allow a certain amount of never-ever beef into the European Union. Since that deal between the U.S. and the EU, the European Union has turned around and taken some of that allocation and given it away to other countries. The U.S. share has gone steadily down since the deal was cut. So the word that came from the Trump administration that they are going to launch into a bilateral with the European Union brought cheers to the cattle industry. Greg Dowd is the agricultural trade negotiator for the USTR, and he says that Robert Lighthizer remembers those days back to GATT and the unfair treatment of U.S. agriculture and the beef cattle industry, and he says he's excited as a result to be able to take on the European Union right now.
Ambassador Lighthizer, if you don't know, was actually the staff director on the Senate Finance Committee for Chairman Bob Dole. You keep in mind, back in those days, that was when all the fuss with Europe began to begin with agriculture. He remembers those days. I think this is one of the reasons he took the job, as he is looking forward to that debate and discussion. And he has made it very, very clear that we are not going to have a conversation on trade with the Europeans that is not going to include agriculture. Agriculture absolutely will be a part of this discussion.
And Greg Dow fully understands how poorly U.S. producers have been treated down through the years by the European Union. Of course, he was chief economist for quite a few years for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Today, he says that you've got to be watching what the EU is doing with things like antibiotic use in animals.
If you are not absolutely petrified by what the European Union is considering with regard to antibiotics, you better pay attention really quick. I can't understand what their thinking is. Antibiotics are a critical component of making sure we have healthy animals, folks. This is not the 17th century. We have got to be able to use technology and animal husbandry and what we do in terms of medicine in a way that improves the quality of animals as well as humans.
U.S. Ag Trade Negotiator Greg Dowd. You got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association will hold their first annual convention October 19th through the 21st at the Best Western Saddleback Inn and Conference Center in Oklahoma City. The convention kicks off Friday evening with a social. Saturday will feature a full day of educational and inspirational speakers sharing their personal stories and addressing concerns of the cattle industry. Sunday morning will feature a prayer breakfast. For more information on the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Convention, including how to register, call 580-886-5149.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.